You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Yes, sir. Is it precious? Yes, sir. You know what I found out? The more I deal with it, look like the better he gets. In my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Lord, I'm tired. I'm weak, and I am worn, but oh Lord, through the storm. Precious Lord,
yes, sir.
And lead me on. And I get encouraged because when I look back, I see where the devil have tried to stop me. Yeah. But the Lord still brought me. Yeah. He put stumbling blocks in my way.
Yes,
he tell me I'm making a mistake staying with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I go to the Lord and I tell him, when my way, when my way grow free. Seems almost gone. I dare you to get sincere and look up every now and then with a tear in your eye and tell the Lord, Father, 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 hear my cry. Just take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. You better look back and find out, did you make the right decision on whatever day it was? Because the time gonna come when you gonna show up, need somebody on your side. And if you're unsure, you ought to go to the Lord and tell him, when the darkness appears and the night draw near, when my day is past and gone. I don't know about you, but I've never been to Jordan River. And I don't know how it's gonna be down there. But I'm scared to take a chance going down there by myself. So every now and then I tell the Lord, it's the river! It's the river! It's the river! Lord, here I stand! And that thing filled me up. And it kind of confused me. Put a question mark in my mind. And the Lord gave me the words. And I got my pencil and began to write. What is this? I can see deep down inside. What is this? Keep setting my soul on fire. The voice I like, listen. What is this? Makes me laugh, I feel like crying. What is this? Makes me feel rich when I don't have a dime. Listen to this. What is this? I can't keep it to myself. What is this? This is what it does. Makes me want to tell somebody else. Try sometimes, but you can't hold your peace. You give me Sometimes you'd be on your way to church, hear one of them old songs coming through the trees, and your feet get light, trying to get there before it was over with. And by the time you walk in the door, you hear old warrior say, if I don't wake up in the morning. Everything is all right if I don't wake up in the morning. Oh, everything is all right. And you know what? You be just walking down the road, and you meet one of them old warriors on the wayside, and you ask them what you got to say about the Lord. Maybe they couldn't talk loud, but if you get close enough to them, you'll hear them say, if I couldn't say a word, I'd wave my hand if I couldn't say a word. And I couldn't talk like the old one. When my time come to say something, I let my mind go back to that pride. And you hear me say, it's one thing I know. I may not know anything else, but I know I've been born again.
Let us elevate our right hand and receive this great preacher of God.
All right.
From the Belle Grove Baptist Church, Clarksdale, Mississippi.
All right.
None other than the Reverend Willie Morganfield.
All right.
All right.
Amen. We do again praise God.
Yes. Amen.
From whom all blessings flow. We honor and respect the pastor at his absence. To the ministers that are here on the platform, to all of you, my father's children, it's still good to be alive.
Yes, sir.
Bless you, Lord.
I don't know whether you mean it or not, but you act like you're ready for service.
Amen.
One thing for sure, we'll find out.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna ask you to read along with us, follow us, from a very familiar passage of scripture.
All right.
The gospel recorded by St. John, the third chapter, verse 16. which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We're going to talk tonight from the subject, love in action. Love in action.
Come on,
that's a good one.
One writer said that love is what love does.
All right.
It's not what it says, but what it does.
All right.
We can beat the world talking about how we love. But we don't act love. Folks say they love the church. But they seem to support everything else more than they support the church. Whoever or whatever you love, you'll support it. I did a little checking some time ago, and I find that folk love cigarettes more than they love the church. Some folks smoke a pack a day, at least $1.25 a pack. It adds up to $456.25 a year. Blown away in the wind. Some folks smoke a dip snuff, 50 cent a box or a can. That's $26 a year dipping. Some folk got dogs, cats, and birds. And they buy bird or dog food for 79 cents a can. Eat a can a day at least, and that's $288.35 a year on dog food. We're not going to include the soda pop, 50 cents a can. At least one a day. $182.50 a year on soda pop. Candy and chewing gum, $50 a year at least. And that adds up to $1,003, about 10 cents a year on nothing. And most of us haven't paid $1,000 in church. Not only a year, but in 10 years. Now all of this, and we haven't paid no rent, no car note, haven't bought any food, no clothes, no insurance, no utility bills, no social life. $1,000 on nothing but junk. And say we love the church. Well, now those folk you tell that when they see your record, they know you lying. And you know you lying too. But I wouldn't have the brazen audacity to wear a $250 suit of clothes, an $80 dress, $75 hat, $60 or more on shoes, leave a $90,000 home, drive a $16,000 car, and come to God's house and leave $1 or less in the offering plate. And yet we say we love the Lord.
Yeah.
I'd be ashamed.
Yes, sir.
To even tell anybody that I love a God as big as our God.
Yeah.
And wouldn't support his program any better than we do.
All right.
Well, the thing that disturbs me most is that if the dog, the cigarettes, the snuff, the cat, the birds, the house, the car, the dress, or the suit means so much to you. Why is it that when you get in a tight, you don't pray suit? Have mercy on me. But instead, you go to the Lord. The same God that you have rejected and neglected. And ask for help. So that proves that you don't really love the Lord. You don't love the church. A man that give Sally more money than he give his wife. Don't love his wife.
Come on here.
A woman that refuses to fix her husband's food. And fix it for John. Proves that she doesn't love her husband. I don't think a woman ought to have to go to another man to get food. I don't think a man ought to have to go to somebody else's house to get him a cake. If he lack cake, his wife ought to fix it for him. And I got news for you. If you don't fix it for him, Sally will be glad.
Yes, sir. All
right, now. Love in action.
All right, now.
Love is a deep and tender feeling of affection for, or an attachment or devotion to, a person or persons. Love is a feeling of brotherhood. And goodwill toward other people. Smith's Bible Dictionary said love is created in the believer by the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Love finds its expression in service to our fellow man. It's closely related to faith. For it said that a faith that does not manifest itself in love, both toward God and man, is dead. And worthless. Love is the only emotion that's not natural. It's the only one that has to be learned. And it's the only one that matters. Now, most folk can only love in shabby and suspicious amounts. For when they speak of love, they are mean receiving and not giving. Always want somebody to give you something.
Come on here.
But you don't want to give. Love is not jealousy.
Come on here.
Some folks say, well, Reverend, if you love, you got to be jealous. Well, jealousy is a sign of inadequacy. It's a sign of insufficiency.
Come on.
When you catch a person jealous, it's a sign that he or she haven't done what they ought to do. And they're scared of somebody else beating them.
Yes, sir.
Doing what they're supposed to do.
Come on here.
There was a man one time so jealous, and you know jealousy make you foolish. He was so jealous till he wouldn't let any grass grow in the front yard.
Come on here now.
When he'd get ready to leave home, he'd lock his wife up, back out the yard and sweep his tracks. And throw the broom back on the porch. But you see, he didn't have sense enough to know that another man could back out and sweep his track and throw the broom back on the porch.
All right.
In the scripture, 1 John 4 and 8, love is presented as the very nature of God. For it said, he that loveth not knoweth not God. If you don't love, you don't know God. Love is the greatest of the Christian virtues, and it's essential to man's relation to both God and man. Also, love is a strong affection that exists between two people of the opposite sex, male and female. Love is the heart and motivating power of Christianity. It cannot be fully defined, for love is better felt than explained. It cannot be analyzed, for there is no point at which you can begin. Love is by choice. It will betray itself by giving. When you catch folk living together a long time and the wife go into the kitchen and cooking and singing, that means she wants to fix that man's food. She's happy fixing his food. But now if she's going to go in there and start throwing pots and pans and going on, when she get it ready and call me, I just say, I'm not hungry. Because I felt like she didn't want to fix it. In chapter 1 of this gospel, John describes the beginning of Jesus. And if you notice, John links Jesus up with the heavenly host. Matthew, Mark, and Luke link him up with the earthly host. But John said, in the beginning was the Word. In chapter 2, he mentions the wedding feast and states that Jesus turned water into wine as his first miracle. Chapter 3 contains the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, the wise president. In the 16th verse of the same chapter, he speaks of his love for you and for me. Now all Christians ought to be glad that God loves them. For when others try to kill our influence, God so loves. So he stepped right in just when we need him most. He loved us first. Before we were born, he thought of us. It was meditated in eternity, and he performed it in time. Now we can see several things in this text. We see God. We see love. We see the world. We see the gift. The only begotten Son. We see that whosoever believeth should not perish. In other words, it's left up to us. If we believe, we can and will be saved. If we believe not, we shall be damned. Let's consider God. God is the giver. Love is the greatest attitude toward us. World is the greatest geographical scope. Gave only is the greatest sacrifice. Whosoever is the greatest invitation. Believing is the simplest truth. Everlasting is the immeasurable duration. So love. The love that reaches beyond mother's love. Beyond father's love. Sister or brother's love. Beyond the love of husband or wife. We are not able to define this little word, so. Just think of how you feel when you say, I'm so tired. I'm so sick. I'm so hungry. I'm so thirsty. And still it does not describe what it means when it says, God so loved. It's only two letters, but they are so far reaching. And I'm sure this is what John was trying to convey. He was saying in essence that God's love is so deep, it's so wide, so high, so pure, so definite, so plain, so righteous, so liberal, so unchanging, so holy, so true, so divine, so near us, so cleansing, so much feeling, and so much power. Now, there are many kinds of love, but no love like God's love. There's love of a citizen for his country. There's love of a graduate for his school. There's love of a sailor for the sea. There's love of an astronomer for the stars. There's love of a farmer for the farm. Love of a dreamer for adventure. There's love of a scientist for the truth. Love of a poet for beauty. There's love of a father for his son. But in John 15, 13, we find greater love. I have no man than this. That a man lay down his life for his friend. None of these earthly loves are essential to salvation. Let's see now if we can define the kind of love that God has, the kind of love that he keeps in action. This kind of love seems to defile definition. The reason I said that is because I checked the record and I found out that mathematicians can't figure it out. Psychologists can't reason it out. Geography can't locate its depth. History can't date its origin. Geometry can't measure its height. The artist can't take his picture. Physicians can't diagnose it. Architects can't blueprint it. The sculptors can't chisel it. Carpenters can't lay its foundation. The bankers with all of their money can't buy it. The law can't segregate it. Uncle Sam can't ration it. The electricians can't improve its light. The masterminds can't understand it. The critics can't deny it. The poor can't desert it. The politicians can't vote it out of the hearts of the Christian. Organizations can't organize it out of the mind of the saints. The scientists can't bomb it out of existence. The fire can't burn it up. Swords can't pierce it. Water can't drown it. The lions couldn't eat it up. Enemies can't quiet it down. And the devil can't stop its progress. But if you allow me to use a little slang along the way, I tell you that God's love is like bare aspens. It works wonders. His love is like scope. It make you feel fresh. His love is like Ford. It's got a better idea. His love is like dial soap. It give you around the clock protection. His love is like Panamerica. It makes you going great. His love is like Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. It's like Hallmark card. He cared enough to send it very bad. His love is like a burning fire deep down in my soul. His love give food for the hungry, water for the thirsty. Put clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. God's love is an obvious fact. You can see it dramatized a million times in the realm of nature. His love is legally written on the front page of history. His love guarantees the continuation of history. You see, man's love will go with you to the grave, but God's love is eternal. For John 3:15 said, they that believe in him have eternal life. His love is seen in every event of both ancient and modern history. His love is the only unbreakable of a cable between heaven and earth. It's the sunshine which saves you from the gloom of despair. God love is the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. He loved me. Yes, he loved me. Well, how do you know he loved me? Oh, this morning he taught me with a thing of love. He woke me up after watching over me all night. And before I close, I'd like to tell you, if you value God's love, if God's love is true, let's use it. If it's just, let's choose. If God's love is beauty, let us wear. If it's wealth, let's share. If it's a lesson, let's learn it. If it's a name, let's earn it. If it's a race, let's run it. If it's a friend, don't shun it. If it's a bell, let's ring it. If it's advice, let's heed it. If it's life, let's live it. If it's help, let's give it. If it's joy, let's show it. If you got it, the world ought to know it. Oh, I know he loved me. He proved his love when he had his father to give him a 9-month chariot. Made Bethlehem his destination. He no doubt said to his father, if you let me stay in the world 33 years, I'll go to the temple and get the attention of the doctors and lawyers. I'll go to the Jordan River and stay there long enough to be baptized by John the Baptist. I'll go to the wilderness. I'll fast for 40 days and nights. And then I'll turn around and whip the devil on an empty stomach. I'll get me a construction crew. I'll train them myself. I'll teach them how to love. I'll teach them how to be brotherly. I'll let them take me to the cross. I'll let them nail my hand. I'll let them ribbon my feet. I'll let them spear me in the side. I'll let them put a crown of thorns on my head. I'll stay in the grave all night Friday night. All day Saturday. All night Saturday night. And early. Oh!
one to know why I'm in love with you.
Patient and strong, always, no matter what I face, you've been there to bring me through just fine. On time, it took a while to see that your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're mine.
And all I want
to say
till my dying
day,
I just wanna be close to you. All the world to see. Now no one can
undo.
'Cause I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know.
You're
and all I want,
all I wanna say to you
till my
dying day.
I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, please, follow me. You said.
Da-da.
Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Let's get this started.
KAYT. KQJOMM.
Your number one music station.
These are the hits.
Mm-hmm. I see. gonna lead me at mine. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Yeah.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
The Blackness.